is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study in Psalm 119 about the Bible and you, about your relationship to the Word of God. The Bible is so important to us, and I hope you'll stay with us today as we open the Scripture and consider His Word. I want to remind you about our little prayer journals. These are just a little notebook where you can write down your prayer requests. You know, the Bible says, let your requests be made known unto God. You know, I carry mine with me to church. When somebody says, pray for me, I can pull it out right then, write their name down, or write whatever their prayer need is, and I can remember to pray for them in that way. And so it's a great little handy tool to have with you. Write down those prayer requests you hear at prayer meeting, or as you hear prayer requests from your friends and family, you can write these down. Now, the little prayer journal is absolutely free. I'm going to make you this promise. We're not going to send you a bunch of emails. We're not going to send you any mail, in fact, except for the prayer journal. We're not going to send you a bunch of texts. In fact, we're not even asking for your phone number. We're just asking you to contact us, tell us where you're hearing the broadcast today, give us an address where we can respond to you, and we'll get these prayer journals out to you just as quick as we can. Three ways you can contact us. First of all, simply by email. Send us a note at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. The second way is by simply writing to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, one other way, and that is by our website. There's a link there that says Contact Us. You'll see at the top a little tab says Contact Us. If you'll click on that, again, send us an address and where you're hearing the broadcast today, and that will get to us just as well as any of the others. So we look forward to hearing from you. By the way, you know, we're kind of into the second or third week of this series, and at the website you can go back and hear all of the messages in this series from where we began, I think, back at the first of the month. So you can find that also at considerhisword.org. So we're in Psalm 119, talking about our relationship with the Bible, relationship with the Word of God. I'm calling this the God's Word in you, or the Bible in you, or the Bible in me, and how important it is to us. And we've talked about this before, and we'll touch on a few things we did the last week or so, and we're going to do something a little bit different today. I've never done this before, so it's going to be fun. All right, so, you know, the Word of God teaches us, it grows us, it strengthens us, it grows us spiritually, it encourages us. We can find guidance in the Word of God as the Holy Spirit teaches us and guides us through the Word of God. Now, we've been saying it's important to fall in love with the Word of God. Get you a good Bible, and get you a Bible that you enjoy reading, one that has big enough print. It seems like every Bible I buy has a little bit more print in it, or a little bit bigger print in it. And there are many, many Bibles. Don't get one that's too confusing. You know, there's a lot of study Bibles in there that have a lot of extra stuff in them, and those are good things. But sometimes they create a distraction. So try to find one that doesn't have so many distractions that may distract you from the Word of God itself. Get acquainted with that Bible. Get to know it. Study it. read it, fall in love with the Word of God. That's the first thing that we're saying. The second thing is, and we spent some time with this last week, and that is to learn the Word of God, you know, to get to know it, you know, that you know what the Bible says, that you know where you can find things. Psalm 119:11, we said before, says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God." Thy word have I hid in my heart. Growing up, I was always taught that that meant memorize it, and maybe it does, but I think it's more than that. I think we've got to take the Word of God and dwell on it and think about it and make it a part of us. You know, what you need to do is develop a biblical mindset that you see the world as God sees it and understand the world as God teaches us to understand the world. Certainly beginning with the fact that He is the Creator and that our world was made, it was not evolved. And so begin to develop that biblical mindset as you fall in love with the Word of God, as you begin to learn the Word of God. It's so important. And you learn the Word of God by studying it, you know, by being in it, by hearing it. You know, I mentioned this before, in Bible studies or maybe Bible groups, maybe your church has small groups. Get into one of those. But don't discount the preaching. It's so important. And I hope you have a pastor that, when he preaches, teaches as well. If he's a good preacher, he's teaching. And through just your own personal Bible studies, there are so many helps out there that you can find. But I would suggest that you take a passage of Scripture, that you read it, maybe a chapter, and you begin asking your questions. First of all, what is the Scripture saying? What is it saying at face value? And then what is it saying to me personally? And then is there something I need to change or something I need to be encouraged about or maybe something I need to do? Take the Word of God, study it, and begin to apply it to your life. Be doers of the Word. We're going to talk more about that later. But also by memorizing it. You know, that's important too. And you can find your own verses to memorize as you're reading the Word of God. This happens to me all the time as I'm reading this Scripture, and I say, oh, I want to memorize that one, and I'll make a note of it. In fact, I mentioned before that I have these little cards. They're half the size of a 3x5 card. So I guess that makes it 3x3.5? I think I said 2.5. 3x5? That would be 2.5. 3x2.5. Get my math together here. Sometimes I'll write the verses on those and carry it around in my pocket and memorize that passage of Scripture and think about it all day long and begin to apply it to me. You know, there's so many Scriptures that you can find and so many that you can find on your own. There's also great programs out there. And so you just kind of go and find it. You know, I saw a video not too long ago. And there was a guy on YouTube, and he would walk up to somebody, and he'd have like $50. And he'd say to somebody, "I'll give you $50 if you can quote me a Bible verse." And you know, the majority of the people couldn't do it. Some would try, and they would kind of stumble over something they heard at some point over. Now, some did, and they got that $50. I'll tell you what, I'd be so embarrassed if one of our church members, including myself, couldn't quote just one verse from the Bible. And so learn those verses. And beyond John 3:16 and John 11:25, I know people jump all over those, get into the Word of God and memorize it as well. And then I want to mention this, that you get acquainted with your Bible. By getting acquainted, I mean that you know where things happen. Where would you find creation? Where would you find the Ten Commandments? Where would you find Daniel in the lion's den? That should be an easy one, by the way. Where would you find Psalm 23? That should be an easy one. Where would you find out about Jesus? Where would you learn about his birth? Where would you learn about his resurrection? Where would you learn about what he said, like the Sermon on the Mount? Get familiar with the Word of God. Get to know the Word of God. You know, many can't even say the books of the Bible. Can you say the books of the Bible? Do you know the books of the Bible? Get acquainted with it so well that when the preacher says, turn to Amos, you know where to find Amos. or some of those other small books in the Old Testament. So many. In fact, we have so many new Christians, and I don't fault them for this. I was there one time. I had a hard time getting around in the Word of God. I couldn't find things. And so I want to encourage you to memorize the books of the Bible. Many years ago, I worked in a bookstore, worked with a great lady in this bookstore, such a sweet, loving Christian. I mean, she loved the Lord, and people would come in, and they would say, "Do you have any of those Bible tabs I could put in my Bible where I can find Bible verses?" And she would just look at them and go, "Just learn them. Just learn them." Now, she would sell them the Bible tabs because we did carry them, but she'd encourage people to learn the Word of God. In fact, you know, make it a game with your children. Go through. You know, in fact, you may think this is kind of silly, but I'm going to do this real quick, and I hope it doesn't take too much of our time. But if you know the Bible, if you know the books of the Bible, say them with me. We're going to go through all of them, okay? Here we go. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. Now let's do the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1 and 2 Peter, 1, 2, 3 John, Jude, and Revelation. Didn't take us very long to do that. You ought to be able to do that by memory. And get familiar with the Word of God. Know the beginning from the end and know where to find things when they come up. But you know, there's one other way I want to mention that we learn the Word of God. And that is by experiencing it. By experiencing the blessing of God. When God promises blessing for certain things, you know, there's a blessing just by reading the book of Proverbs. You ought to get to know that one. Psalm 119:71 says, and the psalmist said, "It's good for me that I've been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes." He's saying it might be good that I went through a hard time. And sometimes when we go through trials, and remember James said, "My brethren, count it joy when you fall into divers temptations or into different trials." Sometimes it's good for us to go through those trials. God will teach us, and God will help us, and God will show us if we open the Word of God. By experiencing answered prayer and the blessings of God. It's so important that we experience those things, those promises about giving, those promises about living for the Lord, those promises about loving Him and worshiping Him and learning what those promises are. You know, many people are so miserable because they're not listening to God. They're not obeying God. They're not doing what God says to do. And you're going to learn the Bible by experiencing the Bible, to seeing God at work in your life and seeing God at work in other people's lives. And so get into the Word of God. Learn to love it. Learn to study it. We'll continue next week. God bless you.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His Word.
Towards the mark, I'm pressing for the prize.